Ladies and gents, welcome to another episode of What's Next Kentucky Radio. You are listening to WLXU 93.9 FM Radio Lex, What's Next Kentucky Radio, the voice of the people. We're back with yet another episode on this Friday morning at 11 a.m. I know everybody's enjoying the recovering from the storm, and you know, it's good to get back some normal. It is getting a little chilly outside, which is not really surprising to me because I've been living in Kentucky for about 5 years now, and you know, weather in April or, you know, any time of the year is just really unpredictable. So definitely not surprised. But, you know, today we're going to, like I said, I talked a little bit about this last episode. I said I'm going to be bringing some more guests on more and more. And, you know, this week I wanted to bring somebody who means so much to me and so much, you know, to my journey, you know, of working, being able to work in the media field and being able to create a platform. This guy right next to me, he's been great for me. He's been great for my journey overall. So, you know, I want to introduce you guys. I want to be able to share his story because he has such a remarkable story that I definitely want to get into. And you know, being able to share it on this platform is just going to be a great opportunity for him and myself as well. Javen Smith, that's his name. He's joining the show for today as our special guest. Javen Smith, welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the airwaves.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for those kind words, too. I appreciate it.
Of course, man. Of course, man. We go back for some time now. We've done a lot of work together. And, you know, like I said, I'm truly excited to be able to share your story. So, you know, let's get right into it. Let's talk a little bit about your story, man. A lot of people don't know that you work alongside me, you know, with this show and What's Next podcast as well. And we work on some other projects as well outside the podcast. Talk a little bit about, you know, share with the people what you do, you know, what kind of what's kind of the creative work that you do.
Yeah, so technically my overarching title is a creative designer. It's kind of like a made-up title, I'm not going to lie to you.
I like that, yeah.
But really, I get to do really in my day-to-day job and in my day-to-day life a little bit of everything. I get to do some photography, which we've done before. I get to do some videography, which we're doing right now. It's my camera setup, recording this and everything. I also get to do some graphic design, some illustrations. Really, I call myself like a generalist creative. You can come to me with just about any creative request, and I can hopefully either
make it work.
Yeah, make it work. Either make it for you or point you in the right direction.
Very creative is the word to explain to the people listening on the airwaves. He's very creative. Whatever you want, he can, you know, deliver it to you in his best, you know, best ability. So, you know, respects to Javen. Talk to me about what inspired you to get into the creative world, because, you know, for everybody it's absolutely different for, you know, how they get into, you know, certain things. So what was it that inspired you?
Really, I just like making things for people that make them go like, wow, that's cool, things like that. And really, like, you know, it was something I started back at Bryan Station. I was part of the IT Academy there.
Shout out Bryan Station.
Shout out to Bryan Station and all the talented guests we've had on here from Bryan Station.
For sure. I have a lot of personal friends from Bryan Station and the guests that we've got to, you know, sit down and talk with. So, yeah, go on. I cut you off.
No, you're good. I was a part of the IT Academy there, and me and some friends got together, and we actually made a couple apps. You know, back then, at this point in my career or at this point in my life, you know, 16, 17, I thought I wanted to be a computer science engineer, you know. And I was like, to fulfill this need of wanting to create something for people, I wanted to make websites. I wanted to make apps. I wanted to work for Apple, Microsoft. I wanted to do all this other cool stuff. But slowly, as I started getting older and everything, I went to UK and changed my major and a couple other things, and I was just like, you know what? I actually hate this. Like, I can't do math. I can't do science, and it's in the name, computer science. So I was like, well, now it's time for me to pivot.
It wasn't like how you thought it was going to be.
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot of people experience that. But yeah, you talked about working for Apple a little bit. A lot of people didn't know you worked there, and you kind of got your feet touching technology. Talk to me about, you know, what was it like, you know, doing that, working for Apple, and you know, how you transitioned to that.
Yeah, most of my time was spent in the store here in Lexington at Fritz Farm. I was a technical specialist. I got to work with all kinds of different people from this neck of the woods. And most people don't know this, but Lexington, or like, there's only two Apple stores in Kentucky. And Lexington's
one
of
them. Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
So, and there's none in West Virginia. So you really get all kinds of different customers coming to see you. And so it really built my customer service and really built my ability to be able to diagnose issues with technology. And then from there, too, you know, I actually had the opportunity to do this kind of internship-like experience with Apple. And I got to actually go to Cupertino for a little bit and work in the headquarters and everything like that.
Wow. And it was great. Not know that. I'm very close with Javen, ladies and gents. But I'm learning. I'm learning a lot about him right now. So very, very cool. That's the art of interviewing people. You get to learn about, you know, what they're like. Speaking of your day job, what is it that you do now for your day job? What is it that you're working with now?
Yeah, my like I said, my official title is creative designer, and I do that at a company called SomStation. So right after I left Apple, I realized that wasn't for me, that corporate life wasn't for me, and I did a 180, and SomStation is a startup, a wine-based startup. So the whole idea is that, you know, during the pandemic, it was hard to access wines and things like that.
Absolutely.
So, the brilliant minds behind SomStation, the founders, got together and they created a digital platform, kind of like Amazon, that wineries can sign up for and ship wines from their locations, whether it's in California, Oregon, or Washington, or in France and Germany, and get those to where we are. They also do activations at parties. So especially in the film scene, like they've been doing a lot of things at Sundance Film Festival and Tribeca, really close with celebrities, getting up close, and really just bringing excellent wines to people who may not have known that they existed.
Oh, wow.
And that's the whole reason that SomStation exists. You know, just like how you do this and you're excited to tell people stories and highlight people in Kentucky, that my job is to do that creatively for wineries in
wow.
different regions across the world.
Wow.
And that's fun. I love
it. I bet.
Job.
You've been traveling a lot? Do they let you travel or?
Yeah, quite a little bit. I think the last time I traveled was for Art Basel. That's an annual festival held down in Miami. And it's really for artists to kind of show off their work. It's an international gathering for artists
yeah.
to show off their work in Miami.
Right, right.
And naturally, wine is an art.
Okay.
From the time that the winemaker chooses to pick grapes to the terroir, that means the soil, the wind, where you plant the grapes, everything
yeah.
that impacts the wine. It's all an art form. And the person who makes the wine, the winemaker, is truly both a chemist because they got to know the science behind making wine. And they also have to make what also they believe is tasty and they would want to share with other people.
Oh, wow.
So that was a really cool experience for me, combining Art Basel, like literal paintings and artwork that people are doing, with the idea of wine, because it is totally an art form. That's,
yeah, for sure.
That's one to master.
And you, exactly, master is the word. You got to master, be able to understand what you're working with. And it seems like you have a pretty good niche on what you're dealing with, man. We do got to go on break. When we get back on the break, man, we're going to talk a little bit about your journey and, you know, some of the obstacles that you had to face. Ladies and gents, make sure you stay tuned. We will be right back after the break. You are listening to WLXU 93.9 FM Radio Lex. What's Next Kentucky Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. You are listening to WLXU 93.9 FM Radio Lex, What's Next Kentucky Radio. I'm your host, Mario Maitland, and I'm with my special guest, Javen Smith. We are back again with another episode. If you missed the first half of this episode, it will re-air on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube as well. So let's get back into it, Javen. Like I said, honor to have you on, man, being able to tell your story on this platform. Let's talk a little bit about your journey. Obstacles. I know you've faced many obstacles in your past on being able to get to where you are right now. Talk a little bit about how you overcame some of the obstacles or struggles or setbacks that you faced in your past.
Yeah, and like we talked about a little bit earlier, you know, I consider myself a creative generalist, so I do lots and lots of different things.
Yeah.
One of the things I did in my time at UK around 2019 was I started my own clothing company. It was,
did you? I did not know that.
It was called Iris Clothing Company. It was a clothing brand. And so the idea behind Iris was that, you know, I would be able to do all of the things that I love to do, make videos, shoot products, do all this other stuff, make new designs for t-shirts, things
right.
like that, and do all of it under this one thing called Iris.
Mm-hmm.
But what I quickly learned was that I didn't understand the business side of it. And so Iris failed, like right before the pandemic happened, and then the pandemic happened, and I just had to kind of close the business. And really, for that point in time, it was like a mark of failure for me, a thing that I had never had before.
Absolutely.
And so really overcoming, especially during the pandemic, to feeling isolated on top of that.
Yeah,
and
that pandemic,
close
it
business,
was something. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was just that was a darker time for me. But really ricocheting and coming back from that really taught me that, you know, setbacks are okay as long as you learn from them.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
You know, I learned to get better at my craft and to expand more into the niches that I do. I got better at photography. I bought a, you know, a setup that we shot in actually the other day, and that I set up in my garage. I learned how to own my craft and really just
use your resources.
Dot on my T's.
Yeah.
Dot
yeah.
on my T's, cross my I's. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, starting your clothing brand, that's a huge leap for
mm-hmm.
anybody. Even if you want to, you know, call it a failure or a success, just being able to to start it. That's the most important thing. And like you said, you took a lot away from it. I want to talk about your career overall. You've had a lot of highs and you know, a lot of highlights within your career, you know, in videography and photography, you know, even in, as an entrepreneur, as a clothing brand owner. Talk to me about, you know, what has been, or is there a specific moment, or I guess I should phrase the question like this. What's the highlight of your career?
I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I'm still a really huge tech guy. You know, I spent 3 years at Apple when I was there. And the peak of that career was when I thought I was going to go work at the headquarters in California. I told you I took that experience out there. I went out there. And really, that was peak moment for me. You know, I've always been a tech enthusiast for the past, like, decade of my life. I've loved Apple products, loved actually just seeing what new technology comes like that. And for me, I was in the birthplace of all that. That Apple space station, that is a real dope place. Like, it's just awesome. Like, that was peak career for me. But then also what made it memorable is right when I got back, I was like, as cool as that was, the work-life balance isn't for me. And so that's what made me pivot. And I think it was literally after I got back was when I started looking for new jobs. And that's what got me the job at Somm Station now, wine company. It was a complete and total 180, going from working at one of the largest companies in the world to now being at a startup as a 180.
No, for real.
But, but I loved it. And I wouldn't have done anything any other way if I could.
Absolutely, man. I tip my hat off to you, being able to, you know, bet on yourself. I'm you know how strong I am on with that, you know, just being able to have pride and believe in yourself and be able to, you know, whether it's risky or not, whatever the case may be. I always think, like, change is risky. You know what I mean? Because we're so, you know, we like consistency. We like living, you know, in comfort and being able to take a risk and different change of lifestyle. I respect you for that, man. I want to talk to you a little bit about your projects and passions. Like, what are some projects that you're working on currently right now? What does it look like for you?
Probably my biggest, newest venture is my new YouTube channel.
Shout out. I love that YouTube channel. Go ahead and tell the people where to follow.
Yeah, it's on, it's really everywhere. It's called JPS TV. And really, it's ever since I left Apple, you know, my heart has kind of hurt. I wanted to talk about technology a little bit more. So this is my new avenue to do that in. You can find me at jps.tv or jpstv.tech on pretty much any platform. But YouTube is where I feel the most love.
What are you doing on this YouTube channel? What are some of the things that you're talking about?
Really just diving into a lot of things, deeply reviewing some tech items like Apple Vision Pro, the headset.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's your thoughts on that?
It's pretty cool. It's a dope headset, but I'm not going to lie to you. I don't use it every day. It's really its own little niche thing. And, you know, I've got a review plan to come out at the 3-month anniversary. It's about May 1st of when it came out. And we'll dive a little bit more into it. But I love the headset. It's really cool, really high fidelity. I don't know if it's for everybody.
It does look the funny thing about it is when people have it on and you know, the way they look and they're just, you know, trying to swipe and
your eyes blinking and everything. Yeah. The eyes in it is really crazy. I love this new avenue that I have to be able to talk to people about that side of me because I don't have it anymore.
Where did you come up with that idea? That's such a unique idea to be able to put yourself out there and create a platform where you can kind of talk about tech.
Well, I've always loved YouTube, too, in the same way that I've always loved tech. And, you know, I remember being back in high school, you know, and a part of a technical academy at Bryan Station. You know, I watched every Apple event. I watched every Microsoft and Google event. And really, I just watched these guys on YouTube do it for years. And then right when I was about to leave Apple, I was like, well, now I'm not going to be able to do this anymore. Yeah. And so I actually had the idea for it, you know, back in 2022. Like right when I left Apple. Yeah. And I had the idea to start it, but I didn't have the... you know, the footholds to start it. I didn't have the grit to start it.
Yeah.
And I just now got the grit. I got the grit February 1st of this year.
So now here
we go. And, you know, I'm slowly climbing. Got 300 subscribers. We get more every day.
Oh, there it is. Growth is coming, man. And I'm excited for you, man. I really am. I hope my listeners are really getting to be able to understand your story and take it, you know, take it with grain and be able to, you know, use your lessons and the accomplishments that you've gotten in your career and be able to apply it to themselves. I'm really excited for you, man, in the future. Make sure, ladies and gents, you guys go, you know, subscribe to his YouTube channel. He's got great content on there. Remarkable content. And like I said, man, I'm excited to be working with you, continue working with you. And like I said, if you ever need Javen, where can people find you if they need, you know, videography or, you know, photography, cinema, I can't speak today, but you know, where can they find you, if they need to book you or anything like that, work with you?
You can reach out to me really through any of my platforms. You pretty much search Javen on any platform or on Google. That's J-A-I-V-E-N. And something that I own will pop up, whether it's my website or my Instagram or really anything. I would just say, start at a Google search, search J-A-I-V-E-N, and I will get pinged on this thing.
You guys heard it. Don't hesitate to reach out to them. That's all we got for today, ladies and gents. Javen, thank you so much for joining us on this show.
Thank
Remarkable
you
for having show. Me. And like I said, we'll be back next week. Might surprise with you guys with another guest. Might not. Might talk a little bit about current events. I'll just keep you guys updated as we go on. Make sure you give us a follow on our social medias. And like I said, we'll be back here next week again. Ladies and gents, you are listening to Radio Lex, the voice of the people, 93.9 FM. What's Next Kentucky Radio.